every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour. It's the first Saturday of the month, so we're talking farm fresh. And today, with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, we'll be talking about winter vegetables. And we've got one that isn't the first one that often comes to mind. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, that's our On the House hour, where we've got the boys from Hussar, Honest Appliance Service, Sales and Repair, Hussar, will be in studio talking about appliance repairs. Then 10 o'clock hour is our open home hour, whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. But we bring the Farm Bureau in the first Saturday of every month because agriculture is huge to Arizona, and it's about to get even huger. According to the Farm Wheel that Arizona Department of Agriculture publishes, that's done in conjunction with U of A, Arizona is a $23.3 billion industry.
Yes, and we're excited to always promote that because most people don't realize in this desert state, we're doing all kinds of agriculture, including medjool date palm agriculture.
Well, before we get to the date palm, I want to enter stage right Proposition 207, legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. I think sales can start as soon as May. Julia, this $2.3 billion may have just jumped a billion in a year.
That's true. And guess what, though? I still want to talk about the medjool dates. But no, you're right.
Just now, when you thought agriculture couldn't get any bigger.
Well, we already had the hemp. But it is true. Marijuana is a plant, and you farmers can grow it. So,
what do you think that's going to do to the annual Farm Bureau meeting, dude?
Well,
is that like a second to the motion, man?
Well, it seems like studio's already enjoying some samples there.
A second and a third motion, maybe. And a fourth and a fifth. You never know. Yes.
Well, let's get to the medjool date. And you just heard the voice of Juan Guzman joining us from Yuma, where the date pack story all starts. And I'll let y'all take it from here.
Yes, my first question to Juan is, Juan, tell us the date pack story.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's actually very exciting to be here and to talk a little bit about something that I'm very passionate about, which is dates, and specifically medjool dates, and the story of the company that I work with, Daypack, and how we've come to where we are today. So thank you, everybody, for having me on and allowing us to share a little bit of this passion. And well, let me start bringing you down this story. It's going to be a path of that goes to the very beginning of humankind. Dates are actually known to be one of the oldest fruits in humankind history. We've had, it goes back as far as 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
Dates are actually one of the only fruits that are mentioned in hieroglyphs in the Bible and on several religious scripts. So as a race, as a human race, we've known about dates for many, many thousands of years. But in Arizona, the story started for us right around the 1930s, when the government of Morocco reached out to the USDA and asked for some help in dealing with a disease that was ravaging palm trees in Morocco. And there were a couple of labs, USDA labs, one located in Mecca, California, and one located in Bard, California. Bard, California is right next to Arizona, right next to Yuma, Arizona. And they decided to bring a couple of specimens that were not affected by the disease to the valley. And out of those that were brought in, some offshoots were planted right here in Yuma. And out of those that were planted, six actually stand to this day today, over 70 feet tall.
Seriously. So this all started based on an experiment and trying to avoid a disease.
And it also speaks about the reach of our farmers, and for that matter, for the USDA back at the time. So that's how the industry started here in the desert Southwest, including all the way up to Palm Springs, which we know everyone knows about those beautiful trees in Palm Springs. And that's how our farmers started. So two of our farmers today are actually the third generation that were part of those initial six. And that lends to what today is about 30 million pounds of medjool dates that are harvested every year.
What makes Arizona or that, you know, this area in Yuma so good with growing dates?
I mean, well, we have a secret formula that cannot be replicated anywhere in the world, and it's called the 100 days of 100 degrees.
Okay.
So as many of our listeners know, it gets rather hot in the desert Southwest. And in order for the fruit to produce the tree, the fruit itself, they need to go through this stress. And dates are, unlike other perennials or other fruits, the tree itself uses the dates as a way to store water and nutrients. So they go through this level of stress and heat, and they put all these nutrients on the fruit itself, and then they use those nutrients back. That's why medjool dates are so good for you and so full of nutrients. And only in certain parts of the world you'll get these microclimates, which we know in Vegas, in Florida, you'll hear like, oh yeah, it hit 100 degrees, but not in the middle of the night. And here in the desert Southwest, you can walk out at 2 a.m. with your cup of coffee because you couldn't fall asleep, and suddenly it hits you. It's 100 degrees, you know.
Now, Juan, when you're harvesting these dates off the tree, if that's their stored nutrients, do you leave a certain amount of dates on it, or do you have other supplemental fertilizers you're putting back into it? Or can the tree, is obviously they're 70 feet tall and still surviving 90 years later. So, you know, are they just that hardy enough you can take that stored fruit from them and they'll just generate one for the next year?
They will. But we also do nutrients. We have a very nutrient dense program for all of our farms, because ultimately you do want the tree itself to be healthy. It produces this wonderful fruit year after year, so we want to make sure that those trees are healthy and strong. So we're not trying to overcompensate or for the lack of the fruit itself, because as soon as you start putting water into the farms themselves again, the tree does wonderfully. We have very rich soil here as well, because we're right by what used to be the Colorado River bed. So this big region used to be flooded, and that allows for some very rich soil in which our trees stand today.
So how many acres in the dates? And then talk a little bit more about just exactly what Date Pack does.
Well, yeah, I did warn that this was going to be a long story, and I'm about halfway there, so bear with me. But we have several thousand acres. Our growers farm around 7,000 acres today of all of medjool dates. There's over 100 different varieties of dates. Medjool dates are known to be the best of all them all. They're known to be the fruit of kings because, like I mentioned earlier, they were mentioned and it used to be considered a delicacy many, many hundreds of years ago. So, and what makes us so unique? Well, the desert Southwest is our home, and not a lot of things grow here during the summer. This is one of those things that actually grows here. It's a labor of it takes a lot of work, and it's a labor of love for us. It's a very labor-intensive process, harvesting medjool dates. And Date Pack specifically, we focus on what happens after we harvest. So what do we do with those 30 million pounds? Well, we start by making sure that we identify the fruit is ripened. And once we pick the fully ripened fruit, we sort it and we grade it based on quality standards. Our quality standards are known to be the best in the industry. Under the Natural Delights brand, we pack the product that reaches retailers all around the world. We have distribution in 32 different countries around the world. And you can find us locally in all across the state in every major retailer. So our job is to make sure that those dates are packed correctly. And we have our distribution extends to several countries. So we'll pack in a 1 pound plastic tub that has a label going to Canada or going to Norway or going to Australia. So that's what we do every day. We touch our dates in the millions of units.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And so you sent us some samples for today. And like you said, under your brand, The Natural Delights. So you're doing something special for the holidays. What exactly is that?
We are something that we're very excited because I love it. These are the Natural Delights dark chocolate covered medjool dates with sea salt. So it's the perfect combination of sweet and savory packed on this beautiful package, a gift package that's going to be reaching some of our major club store retailers and some retailers across the United States. And it's really, really good. Julie, you're going to have to attest for that.
I'm trying one right now. I'm talking with my mouth full, but my mother is not here. So, oh my gosh. And I have to say, I personally loved medjool dates when they come around. And I know we have access to them year round, but you literally are in the middle of harvest, correct? You're almost done.
We are almost done with harvest. We are about 95% of the harvest is done this year. We had a really good year. This summer, it wasn't as hot as other summers. So what that means is, well, one, I heard a couple of times that it was record-breaking heat. It was. However, we didn't have that formula, right? The 100 days of 100 degrees continuously, that's what we needed.
Oh, okay.
So it did delay our harvest. We're usually further along at this point. We'd be done by now.
Okay, well, one, hang tight. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. We'll let you pick up right there. And I've got a couple questions and some numbers I've been crunching while you're talking that we'll get into here at Rosie on the House right after this.